Fourth precinct, Ward your Hoods. Yeah, yes, the sec. Harris.
Yeah.
Line two, Fleischer.
Oh, that's my agent. Hello, Alan. Yeah, I was just about to call you. So, look, when do you open negotiations? Aha. Well, look, I've got a few thoughts on what we ought to be asking for. Uh-huh. Well, look, you remember that deal that Krantz made for Princess Daisy? Yeah, I want that and a dollar. Right. Well, look, you keep me apprised, huh? Bye. The contract negotiation. I tell you, it is the most important part of the writing process.
I thought it was writing.
Yeah, that's what most people think.
Finished yet?
Almost.
But I'm not in this one, right?
Oh, no. I pretty much exhausted your character's possibilities in my first book. I mean, hey, it's no reflection on you.
We can still be friends.
Right in here, Miss Wakefield.
All this really isn't necessary.
Do I question your existence? Bonnie.
Yeah.
This is Miss Beverly Wakefield.
Ah, Miss Wakefield, I'm Captain Miller.
Yes.
Miss Wakefield had her purse stolen.
Oh, sorry.
It's really my own fault. I shouldn't have been walking alone in such a dangerous neighborhood.
Where did it happen?
Out front.
The policeman arrived almost immediately.
We're going to need some more information, Miss Wakefield, and we'll have you look at some mug books.
Oh, I really don't think I have the time.
On your way to work?
Oh, no. I have no skills.
Just an appointment?
No. I was just walking. But I guess I can walk another time.
Why don't you take a walk over there?
You got anything going?
Not according to Harris.
Barnes, we're free.
All right, I want you to take a run downtown. Seems the grass is getting a little high in the financial district.
You just ran dealers out of there a couple weeks ago.
Well, they're setting up shop again. The liquor stores are complaining.
So, you, all set?
Yeah. Sorry you got stuck with me.
That's okay.
The interdepartmental bulletins,
uh-huh.
Precinct summaries,
thank you,
and some glad tidings from the third precinct.
Oh,
you know Captain McDougal?
Yes.
One of the other five candidates up for deputy inspector?
Yes, Levitt. What about McDougal?
Well, sir, as I hear it, the good captain was discovered last night by a subordinate in the interrogation room in a rather uncompromising position with a female suspect. We put on modified duty pending an internal affairs investigation.
Oh, boy.
So I guess that's one less hopeful to worry about.
Levitt.
I mean, one man's peccadillo is another man's promotion, sir.
Levitt. Regardless how this affects my chances for promotion, I have no intention of reveling in another man's misfortune.
Yes, sir. I'll be back later with the mail, sir.
Fine.
McDougal, huh?
Come on, we're going through another one of those doors now, Mr. Hackett.
No problem.
Very good.
What do we call this?
We call it a Neil Hackett.
And you tried to sell us a lid of grass.
I knew they were cops.
And you tried to sell them grass anyway.
I'd sell to a lot of cops.
Recurring quaaludes. And I don't know what those are.
Hey, look, I'm not a pusher. I only sell what I don't use myself, which, as you can see, is not a lot lately.
All right, have a seat over here, Mr. Hackett.
Hey, will this take long? I'd really like to get to work before the 3 o'clock bell.
You're a school teacher?
Stockbroker.
Yes. I'm with Hunt, Eisner, Gardner, and Platt. And Hunt. And Eisner. Are you familiar with us? We make money the old-fashioned way. We borrow it.
$4,000 plus 3%? Come on, that is totally unacceptable. Yeah. Look, you tell them that I want 6,000 plus 4%, or me and my book are walking right across the street to Simon & Schuster. Look, Alan, I will call you back in a few minutes. Yeah, somebody I know just oozed in under the door. Yeah, bye. Arnold.
Harris. It's been a long time.
Ah, too long.
And why? Because of a silly little lawsuit which I happened to win. But believe me, you haven't been out of my thoughts.
Ah, nor you mine.
I mean, I think of you every time I walk into my apartment and see your art collection hanging on my wall.
So glad you could find a use for it.
Yeah. So anyway, I was just downstairs chatting with Officer Levitt. He mentioned you're writing another book.
Ah, did he?
Of course, I couldn't help overhearing a phone conversation just now. A big paperback deal. $7,500 advance. Very exciting.
So
it reminded me how I had to settle for an amount considerably less than I was awarded, ostensibly because that was all you had?
Well, unfortunately, you're not in my new book.
Oh. So I guess there's not too much I can do about it, right?
Right.
Unless I could prove undisclosed assets.
What?
Demonstrate that you had knowledge of probable future earnings,
look,
which you concealed.
You worthless piece of slime.
Cagney and ragtime.
Why don't you just slither out the way you came in, because you ain't sucking another nickel out of this bad motor scooter.
I found him.
What, lady?
Nothing.
Nice watch. Of course, I was hoping for a Longines.
Boy, he's not 17 years old yet, for God's sake. He doesn't go to college for another year. All of a sudden, he needs his own apartment. Did we just go through this with Rachel? 7 years ago? honey, listen, I'll talk to you later. I gotta, yeah. Okay, you too. Yes, can I help you?
I think I found the person who took my purse.
Oh, wonderful. Which one is it?
Okay, we'll get somebody right on it.
I'm very sorry for the interruption.
Oh, it's quite all right. I was just talking to my wife.
Oh, I'm glad you're back together.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing.
Excuse me.
He hit me!
Just once.
One minute, I'm engaged in the free and open exchange of ideas. Next second, I'm in Gestapo headquarters. I never thought I'd see the day when an American citizen could be brutally assaulted by one of those who was sworn to protect and serve.
Just try and relax, Arnold, till we can ascertain exactly what happened here.
There's nothing to ascertain. He hit me. And I have a witness. Hey, you saw Sergeant Harris viciously and without provocation attack me, right?
Yes, I did. And so did the black guy.
Of course, this is not the proper forum for the resolution of this question.
Look, Arnold.
That is right. I will be filing a civil suit against Sergeant Ron Harris and the New York Police Department and the city of New York for compensatory and punitive damages in the amount of $5 million.
I can handle 100 of that.
All right, Harris, all right.
Yeah, badge and gun, I know the procedure.
Just step into my office, please.
Oh, not in front of company. Right.
First aid.
Sit there, Ripner.
What happened? You run into Sergeant Harris?
If just once in your life you would stop and consider the consequences of your action before you took them, things like this wouldn't happen.
Take it easy, Barney. I mean, I'm the one who punched Ripner, and I'm the one who has to pay the price. I'm the one who goes on modified duty, and I'm the one who goes up on charges.
And I'm the one who's up for deputy inspector.
But enough of me.
I'm Lawrence Wheeler, Hunt, Eisner, Gardner, and Platt.
Call Levitt, NYPD. Can I help you?
I understand you're holding one of our employees, Neil Hackett. Neil!
Hello, Larry!
What are you doing in there?
Not much.
What's the matter with him?
I believe he's stoned out of his head.
Stoned? But he's our best broker.
He seems to have closed a little higher today.
I'm just waiting to interview Mr. Hackett and get a sworn affidavit.
Look, you don't need no affidavits. I hit you, I'll testify to that. As a matter of fact, if you want, I'll stand up in court and hit you again.
That won't be necessary.
Anyway, look, why wait for a trial? Why don't you just take it all now, huh? The watch, the rings, I got some gold back here.
Hey, what's the matter? Where's your dignity?
But I want you to know this going in, Arnold. What you see is what I got. So you can forget about hitting another big jackpot because you ain't getting a cent this time.
I didn't get a cent last time.
What?
Sure, I want a big fat settlement. Minus court costs, attorney's fees. You know how much a good attorney costs? They got the cash, I got the bric-a-brac.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you think I'm doing back around here, scrounging around for clients? I took it in the shorts, Buster.
You've got a very disturbed sense of humor.
Look, Larry, is it in any way possible you could see a way to give me another chance?
All right. You've got it.
And I promise I'll stop all this stuff and never take another drug again.
Fine. But wait till I ask.
I'm not moving.
I'm moving, man.
that was fast.
Yeah, this is Edward Guthrie. Found him in his apartment over on 3rd.
Hey, you're the guy in a purse.
What? Well, we found Miss Wakefield's purse and about 75 other purses and wallets in his bedroom.
Yeah, going through the purse, we found the usual credit cards, makeup, and these clippings.
NYPD promotion roster announced. Police captain jailed in courtroom dispute. Miller named to head drug task force. Welcome.
Come on, Guthrie, sit down.
You don't remember me, do you?
Not before today, no.
I'm the lady you helped on Lexington Avenue in 1966. Some boys were bothering me, teasing me about my miniskirt, and you came up and told them to leave the lady alone.
Right, yes, of course.
I've loved you ever since. I've kept a scrapbook with all your achievements. I've watched you go from Sergeant Miller to lieutenant, to captain, and very soon it's going to be deputy inspector.
I had no idea.
You weren't supposed to. I never meant for us to meet. An occasional glimpse as you walked into the station house or as we passed on the sidewalk, that was enough to sustain me.
Miss Wakefield, I'm going to need your signature on a complaint.
Oh, of course. Thank you for everything.
Sure.
I'm leaving now.
Oh, it's been nice seeing you again.
Look, if you want, I can stop. I mean, intruding on your life, keeping track of what you do, I'll understand.
No, it's quite all right.
Really?
I appreciate the interest.
You know, if you should happen to see me on the street or in a store, you don't have to stop or say anything. Just smile and keep on walking.
I'll do that.
You know, I sent David a check for his bar mitzvah.
Well, I'm afraid I don't recall getting it.
You cashed it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're still here, Arnold? Figured you'd be out filing a lawsuit.
Don't rush me. I may be rethinking some of my options.
Oh?
I mean, with my demanding schedule of client conferences and court appearances, and with a compassionate view towards the previous shellacking I gave Sergeant Harris, I might agree not to proceed with any further civil or criminal actions.
Oh?
And instead, accept Sergeant Harris's personal apology. And $1,000.
Dream on, Scuzzball.
All right, forget the money. But I want that apology.
Harris?
Look, I'm sorry I hit you, Arnold. No one has the right to use physical violence against another human being. And I give you my word that it will probably never happen again.
Well, there you go.
Well,
I guess that sounds satisfactory.
Good.
So if you'll excuse me, I have business to take care of. Mr. Guthrie, were you shown a warrant when you were arrested?
What? No, man, they just bust right in.
Illegal search and seizure. Unlawful detention. Have you out of here in 1 hour, all right?
Sure.
Good day, gentlemen.
Thank you. I'm glad we could get that settled.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I also owe you an apology. You were the one in trouble. My main concern should not have been how it affected my prospects for promotion.
That's true.
I should have been upset at the fact that you did a stupid and childish thing.
Oh, thank you.
I mean that.
I mean that.
This weekend and every weekend, turn to TV Land for a 48-hour non-stop marathon of one fine show. With all the best episodes all weekend long. TV Land Fandemonium Marathon Weekends. Always one thing on. ¶¶